Good morning and welcome. Let's get techie with it right here at Tech Talk. Again, the phone line is open at 1-800-749-5936. If you have something of the tech nature that you'd like to speak with Charles or Charles about, then by all means, the line is open. Last week, Charles Miller, you were kind of out with a little tummy problem, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then Charles Moult came in. He had a new toy.
Toy was that?
I got a new phone.
Look what you'll be cleaning in a few weeks.
Or replacing the screen. Charles is pretty good with that. Yes, we haven't replaced any screens on him yet. So.
No, you haven't. Yeah. I've taken pretty good care of my phones. Yes. But I say that, and I probably went through one a year for the last 3 years.
Oh, my, that's a lot.
It is. I travel a lot, and I put it in my pocket, and I need to figure out another way to carry it besides just my pocket.
These phones are so big, you know, they take up so much room in your pockets now, and that's one of the biggest complaints, I think, for seniors.
Not that one.
But I've got to give you some good news for all those, you know, now Charles got a new phone. I got to tell the people that just love their flip phones that they're coming out with a 4 and 5G flip phone. So they're going to keep continuing on with the flip phones. You know, we all had heard they were going away, but they're actually making a 5G flip phone with big, giant numbers. This lady came in with one, and the numbers were huge. You can really see them.
In the distance, I'm hearing my mother yell, yippee!
Yeah, they're making these for seniors. And I asked the lady, she said it's brand new. I said, well, they're going away with that technology come the first of the year. She said, no, they said they're going to make a 5G now, and that's what this is. She goes, this is a 5G flip phone.
Wow.
And she was trying to find a screen protector. And I said, I've never seen one. I don't know where you're going to get one for those. But as far as that goes, it's pretty good news for seniors.
Yeah, you know, but the flip phones and the 5G almost seem like they're kind of counter. 5G seems like it's more of the modern new technology. And the flip phone represents the old. So that's why I'm interested to see, okay, what kind of a blend is this?
Yeah.
But I'm sure it works well. But, you know, the 5G, I do like the 5G. This is the first 5G phone that I've bought, and it's a OnePlus 8.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I bought it on Prime Day because it was half price.
Right.
You know, when you get these high-dollar phones at half price, then they seem a little bit more palatable.
Yeah. Well, you know, people always come in with me, and you know, they ask for a screen repair, and they'll say, this is a, let's say, a Samsung S10, for instance. They'll go, this is a Samsung S10, and you'll tell them, you know, this is $424 and I think it's 86 cents or whatever for a screen repair on one of those. And they're like, well, I only got it for $500. I said, yeah, but that's with your plan. You're actually going to pay like $2,300 for the phone when you pay off that plan. But it's a, you know, $1,800 phone, and that part's not cheap.
Right.
You know, it didn't come with a discount. That part is still going to cost you. You know, so when you break one of those phones, just remember the discount you got was for the purchase of the phone for a spread out amount of time that you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay more for it. But that part that goes into it doesn't come with a discount. They didn't give us any discount, and Samsung's charging you for that part. So it's an expensive repair. So don't break them.
Well, that's why I just buy mine outright. I figure that with the insurance, you know, to me, I never use the insurance.
And insurance really isn't. We were talking about warranties and stuff the other day with a customer. A warranty only covers manufacturer's defects. It doesn't cover anything that you do to it. So if you scratch it or break it, you know, deeply scratch it or bust it or drop it and the phone screen stops working, that's not covered under warranty. What's covered under warranty is a manufacturer's defect. If you buy it the very next day, you're just having, you know, touch issues and the screen just goes completely black or something, you know, you can't see a picture, that's covered under warranty. But if there's lines and bars and stuff in it, you usually dropped it. So, you know, the manufacturer's going to say, nah, we're not taking that back, you know, because it won't come that way. If you get it installed, it's going to be working fine when you pick it up. So whatever happens after that, we don't know. But the manufacturer has that thing. But now insurance, if you have insurance on a phone, and you can check with your providers, this is how this works. Let's say you have AT&T or US Cellular, and you get the insurance plan. If you drop that phone in water, let's say, you pay a deductible, which will be like $120 or $200, depending on what your deductible is. And then they give you a refurbished phone, not a brand new phone, a a refurbished phone in the box, but that one may have been water damaged at some point. So they replace the parts that need to be fixed. So there's a lot of failure options in there. So upgrading to or getting a phone under insurance is not always the best thing either. It's better just to pay for the repair, unless it's something where you just can't repair it. It's that damaged. Then you want to use insurance.
Like a steamroller.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I'd avoid that whole scenario by just buying it outright. That's why I'm always looking for deals on a phone.
You're a deal man, though. I'm hanging around with you more often. When I'm looking for some kind of deal, I'm hanging out with you.
Yeah, because these things are, I think these Nord phones, this is a Nord phone, and I thought Nord was sounded like Norwegian or, you know, something like that.
Nordic, yeah.
But I think it's a company out of China.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't realize that. But the phone is excellent. It's really good quality.
Yeah.
You know, because they're starting to kind of step it up, you know, to compete with Samsung. And
let me ask you a question. What phone is not made in China?
Well, yeah, that's right. Everything's
made. I mean, Apple's made in China. I mean, they've got the Apple plants are there. You've got Huawei or whatever that, Huawei. I can't even pronounce that stupid phone. But they're made in China. And then you've got ZTE made in China. Mm-hmm. Samsung made in China. I mean, just if you go down the list of them, they're all made there.
Well, it starts with when somebody like Apple decides to build their phones in China, and then everybody looks at it and says, well, shoot, I could do that. You know, and you know, their entrepreneurs are the millennials. They probably have more millennials than we have people in the United States.
Yeah.
And when they get out of school, they don't. Some of them go to college, some of them don't, but they have these kind of unofficial technical schools where they encourage them to make a better mousetrap, so they're copying everything that they can get their hands on.
Well, they reverse engineer everything.
Everything, right. Yes. And that's kind of the Chinese way of doing it. Well, if somebody else has already, you know, figured out how to do this, why do we need to, you know, pay those licensing fees? You know, they're...
Sure.
Let's so just go kinda, steal it.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's why, you know, we have people here.
Yeah.
Get their stuff stolen, like Philips at the R&D a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Got some of their technology stolen.
Yeah, indeed.
But that's just their culture. So, you know, how do you adjust to that? It's like a whole different culture that is designed to copy everything that's already been established.
Yeah.
And try to make it better.
Well, you know, why not? You know, if you're against the law, right? If you're looking, if you're looking at the fact that, you know, somebody built something that you really like, I've seen things where, you know, mechanical things that, boy, that'd be great in my shop, and I'll just copy their design, build it myself, you know, some kind of a lift or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's, why not? You know, someone took the time to figure it out. Let's make it work for me, too, and I can make my own. But, you know, that's the way. But, you know, now that we're talking about technology and where we're going with it, Windows 11.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about it, Charles. I don't know much about what's happening, but I hear it's coming out.
It's coming out. But, you know, they're going to start restricting it to the devices it can run on. Because Windows 10, they made it, you know, where it'll go into compatibility mode if it can't recognize devices, so it uses some of the driver simulation kind of things. Well, it takes more processing power to do that kind of stuff. So now they're cutting that out. So Windows 11 will actually run faster, but it's got to run on newer hardware.
So it's going to have to be a new computer.
A newer, machine. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was reading an article last night about somebody that had one of these Nord phones, and they've already got Windows 11 running on it. So it's the newer processor. It's the newer, you know, generation of hardware.
Yeah.
That's already primed for it.
Well, how long is it going to be before they tell you that Windows 10 will be obsolete and then you have to get into the Windows 11?
I think it's good for a while.
Okay.
So, and that probably needs to be because, like I say, it's not going to be an easy replacement for several people, because I know I have a lot of machines, you know, they're probably 4 or 5 years old. They run Windows 10 just fine.
Yeah.
But they may not run Windows 11.
Well, don't tell Kevin all this, because, you know, Kevin has so many problems with Windows 10. Don't give him Windows 11. Dadgummit, it's a start all over for him.
Oh, I have people still running Windows 7 or XP, you know, and they've got it in an isolated environment. Doesn't connect to the internet. It doesn't connect to anything. It just works locally.
And they like it.
And they like it.
They really do.
They don't
you got to love people like, you know, Kevin's so funny. he'll always have some kind of an issue that's happened with email or something. What is going on with my computer? And just when he's starting to figure it out, man, we're getting this Windows 10 figured out. Now comes Windows 11. It's like, what the heck? You know? Come on, stop, guys. Really?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just getting this figured out.
Well, it's whenever they put software in the middle of it, I mean, that's what's controlling things, not the hardware. The hardware, all of a sudden, you know, is only good for, well, on a phone, what, 3 years is age.
It's not age.
That's retirement age, 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
That means, yeah, that one's...
Here, my Apple Watch is 2 years old. Remember when I got it? It's already obsolete. So they're already up to a whole iPhone, I think it's the i11. Watch 11.
But on the
six. Apple Watch 6th generation. Yeah, time just flies.
Right, but on the other side is like Apple, for example. I have a 10-year-old Apple, one of those iMac machines.
Yeah.
And that thing still works great. It works very good. I basically just changed the hard drive out to a solid state disk, and it just breathed some life into it, and it runs good. And it doesn't run as fast as maybe some of my newer stuff, but it still works.
It's dependable.
Yeah, because the hardware, they build the hardware, they build so much quality into the hardware that, you know, 10 years is doable, you know, on an Apple device, while on the other machines, 5 years, you're kind of pushing it.
Yeah. I haven't had a laptop that ever lasted 5 years. Just because, you know, I'm on it all the time.
Well, that's a good point you bring, because a lot of people ask me, well, they want a laptop, and then when they do get a laptop, they put it in one place and it never moves. You know, so to me, that's
mine goes everywhere.
Yeah. Now, you know, the mobility part is great, but it does have a shorter lifespan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Laptops just do. They seem like they're more proprietary stuff in there. You can't just readily replace things, but I guess you can't in any of the hardware anymore, but it's just like you're not going to get as much life. So if you're going to leave it in one spot, you might as well just get a small desktop. Mm-hmm. They've got those nice small form factor machines that, you know, are pretty easy to deal with, and they're inexpensive. Like the corporate America, they update their machines every 2 or 3 years. 3 years is, you know, as long as they have warranty on them, and then they'll replace them, and then they dump them on the market, and you can buy them for like 10 cents on a dollar.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, you'll see them on eBay, and you'll see them on Newegg, you'll see them on, you know, all kinds of networks.
Yeah.
Amazon.
That's amazing. Gentlemen, we're going to take a little bit of a break here, and we'll be back with more of Tech Talk. Plus, your phone calls are welcome at 1-800-749-5936. We'll be back after this 1 minute timeout.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KREG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Speedy Drinks, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CB's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
We're back with our Tech Talk program, and you can get a hold of Charles or
Charles
at 1-800-749-5936. Gentlemen.
Hey, it's CTC this morning. Charles, Tom, and Charles.
There you go.
CTC time.
Yeah. Yeah, we're waking up this morning to coffee in my cup. Of course, I'm always have my coffee when I come in here. It's the only way I can get my brain to work.
Mostly coffee over here.
But talking about the Windows 11, though, so one of the things that one of the people were talking to me about was the resources that it has to have. He was saying the processor has to be a certain speed in order to run it. And then there was another thing that they had talked about. But when they called in first and were asking me questions about Windows 11, I said, sir, I think you got it wrong. It's Windows 10. No, it's Windows 11. And I said, there is no Windows 11. He says, I think you need to go research. I said, well, I better get a hold of my computer guy and ask him, because I don't keep up with computers anymore. But so Windows 11 is definitely out there.
Well, it's not readily out there. I mean, it's being announced, and everybody's talking about it, but it's not like you can go out and just get it right now.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to go into some beta mode. You know.
Yeah, there's a beta version out there.
Right.
Yeah.
And, so you're starting to see this stuff, but I would just let the dust settle before I would jump on anything like that.
Yeah, stay with your Windows 10.
Yeah, Windows 10 is just not coming around, but they're going to support it until, 2025? Well, so we got a few years. That's a long time, actually, for them. Because, you know, they didn't like the fact that XP lasted as long as it did.
That thing was almost indestructible.
Well, it was good. It worked good. It worked for 10 years. Yeah. People were really reluctant just to go to Windows 7. Yeah. Now, Windows 7 started to make a long run, and they squelched it right quick. Says, no, it's not going to run on the... You got to get this new one.
Huh.
But that's how the software business works. You know, it's obsolescence. That's you got to go to the next generation.
Oh, yeah. I remember when you had to used to get that at the Best Buy or Circuit City. Remember Circuit City?
Yeah, Circuit City.
You'd have to go to a retailer to get that. And the lines were just crazy. It was like they were going to see a movie, a world premiere. It's like, no, man, I'm going to update my computer. This is going to be cool. It's like, okay, well, all right. You'd catch y'all when the line goes down. But now it just kind of takes its own time. You purchase it and boom, you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and really, Windows 11 is going to be a free upgrade for Windows 10 people.
Oh, really?
So that way it doesn't really cost you there. But, you know, you have to just kind of make sure your hardware supports it.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah, but Windows 10, I think, is going to be around for a while. Because it's a pretty solid environment. It's really starting to, you know, come into its own. The fact that they support the processor, that's the thing. The hardware comes out, and it's got all this capability, but the software is usually like a couple of years behind. Hmm. And then finally, it starts to use all the features. And then now we're going to a whole different generation of processor again.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's just kind of a jump, you know, leap from one to the other constantly. But that's, like I say, change is what drives the IT environment. IT is synonymous for change. You know, information technology stuff is all about going from here to there. And so you might as well, it's just like a ferry. You're going across the water here, going from one island to the other.
Yeah, and you got to jump on and hold on.
Yeah.
Because it's going fast.
Yeah, and hopefully it doesn't capsize.
Yeah. Well, I think sometimes it does capsize. That's why you hear about these big machines being hacked all over the place. You know, it capsizes. Technology overruns itself.
Yeah. One of the features that built into the processor is virtualization. Virtualization, basically, it's just like you're running things like in a shell. It's an isolated environment, so you can run several operating systems on one chip.
Yeah.
You know, or multiple chips. You know, you got multiple cores, and the way they've got that all going now, it's got some nice features. But now what's making the news is the fact people with malware, ransomware, you know, where they're maliciously trying to get into your machine, they're starting to use virtualization. So you can't even see this stuff coming.
Wow.
So that's kind of ugly.
Yeah.
So that's why, on some instances, if you don't use that feature, go into the BIOS and turn that off. You know, it's a feature you turn off and on. You use virtualization or not? So, because you know,
that's a big word, folks. Just keep that in mind.
Virtualization.
That's going to make a difference for you.
Well, that's what's driving all the cloud computing stuff, because you know all that processing power is sliced and diced into, you know, how many cores you've got, what's the speed, and being able to run them all in parallel is what's making this thing really go. Because you know, if you have a parallel, I think back about 2005. I think the government had a machine that was running 8,000 parallel processors, you know, but they couldn't get an operating system to keep up with it.
Yeah.
So again, now the operating systems are starting to catch up, you know, to the hardware, you know, capability, and you could you know, being able to run all that stuff parallel is how you're getting those millions of instructions per second. You know, before, you know, it's going to be a billion instructions per second. But how do you do it? You run all these things, you gang them together, and you run them all independently, but they have to talk to each other. Okay, are you done yet? You know, can I take off? You know, so they're all queued up in such a way where it's just super fast.
Yeah.
Super fast.
Well, I'd hate to see an accident on that information superhighway now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It'd be a mess.
Well, you blink and all of a sudden you missed it.
No kidding.
Boy, that's the thing about technology. Don't blink because it's just, it's coming on us so fast. You know, and one of the things, I don't know if you guys got to experience the thing on Discovery the other day when they were showing the UFO deal. It was a 3-hour program on disclosure of what they know and what they don't know. There's a lot more that they don't know that is out there than they know. But some of these things that they're dealing with, you know, people used to talk about reverse engineering spacecraft and all that stuff and getting information on how those supposedly these things operate. You know, there was all the theories. But in light of it all, with the technology that these things have today, when the military can't figure it out, there's some serious technology there.
And well, you know, if they actually had a nuclear-powered airplane in 1961, you know, they've advanced a bit since then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And did we hear that in the news?
No.
No. And you know that we have technologies the government has that, you know, we don't know.
Right.
As citizens, we have no idea. But they've got to have some kind of technologies. But whatever these UAPs that are flying around, if you listen to that show they had the other day, the technology involved in operating those has to be really high. Because, I mean, they're defying gravity. They're defying logic.
And if a human were ever involved inside of one of those craft, that person would get gushed as fast as they are reported
with the G-forces alone.
Yeah. Angles that they move. Your bones are turning into powder.
Yeah. But I like to see progress. You know, I like to see things changing. I have most of your new phones, I think yours has this, has CarPlay, you know, which will plug into your newer cars and be able to operate a lot of your apps that are in there. Well, we were talking earlier about the Chinese, you know, going in and expanding on technology that's already invented. They went in on the CarPlay on mine with the radio system I put into my truck, and it allows me to see every app on the screen. So my entire display, whatever's on my display, is on my screen. And it's not like the CarPlay that my wife has in her new Ford or her new Chevy. When you plug it in, she only gets the apps that pertain to what she can use. You know, the phone app, the mapping apps, da-da-da. But mine brings up everything. So the other day, the reason I say that is because I was driving down the street and all of a sudden my phone started ringing. And I thought, that's a different ring. And I looked down and it was a FaceTime, you know, so, and I'm plugged in. So it's on my screen on the car. And I just hit answer and I was just going to say, you know, with audio, hey, I'll talk to you later. I'm driving. And it was my sister from California and her face came up on my screen on the car.
Yeah, Chuck Jensen.
No, so it was really cool. I've never seen that before. So I was like, well, I can't look at you because I'm driving. But she's going, well, I can't see you. I said, well, I've got the phone down on the floor. I'm not going to, it's on the seat over here. I'm not really going to pick it up and look at you because I'm driving. She says, what do you mean you're driving? I said, I'm driving a truck. I can't just pick up my phone. Look, oh, okay, so can you call me back? I said, yes. But it was cool that it came up on the screen. I could see her. But, you know, of course, if I would have held my phone up, she could have seen me too. It was, but everything that was happening with my phone was on that screen.
That's amazing.
So it really is kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't have the cameras in the on the screen in your car.
You know, well, they do.
If you did, then everything would be there.
Well, mine does this, but the new cars don't. Mm. But the software in mine does. I could literally take my phone, if I wanted to record my trip, and set it up in the front of the window, you know, just put it up in there, and point it towards the road, and it would record everything that's on it, but it would be on my screen. So it gives me a front-facing camera. So actually, if I'm parking a trailer or something, I can put my phone, I've got a little bracket that I've made that clamps, and I clamp it to the back of my trailer. let's say, or, you know, I'm backing up a lawnmower trailer. I put that clamp on there, stick the phone on there, and then I can, with my phone in plugged into the car or with my car Wi-Fi, can send it to my screen on there, and I have a whole nother camera. So I can have my backup camera on the truck and that one. So I can switch between the two cameras and see what's going on.
Holy
so it's pretty
cow.
Intense. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool technology.
Yeah. It's so neat that those cameras are just so small.
Yeah.
They're so teeny. You know, those cameras, the phone. Like, I think mine's a 48 megapixel phone. I mean, camera.
Wow.
Wow, and it fits in that.
Little bitty.
Good Lord, 48 megapixel. Wow.
Guys, we're going to have to take a quick break. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatandAir.com.
Smoother, faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone. And we've delivered. Head to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to get the latest version of the KWON Radio smartphone app. News, weather, sports, and community events from KWON have never been easier to access. There's even a button now for you to sound off and tell us what you think. It's free thanks to our best bank and Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and available at the Google Play Store and Apple Store from KWON Radio.
Champagne pocket. It's my house. Come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door.
And we're getting techie with it right here on Tech Talk. And you can too. 1-800-749-5936. We're actually getting kind of toward that where we really can't really process a call. But guys, it has been really enlightening today because we learned a lot of things.
Yes, we did. And you know, it's the Charles and I spend so much time in technology, it's easy to cover. There's so much to cover. Sometimes you just don't have enough time to do it all.
Like today.
But I wanted to put a shout out to all those who listen to our show. We have a lot of regulars that listen every morning.
Oh, yeah.
And one guy came in the other day, he's an older gentleman, said, you know, I don't understand a word you guys say, but I just like to listen to the conversation because it just gives me something fun to do. And then, you know, he said, sometimes he said, it's almost like I'm out in space and listen to aliens talk. So it's kind of fun, you know. But I told him, I said, you know, well, join in with us. We're not afraid to answer any questions you would have because that's why we have this show. If you have a question, call in. We can try to answer it for you. Don't hesitate.
Yeah, I do run into a lot of friends here and there that says, yeah, we listen to your show. And so it's nice to hear, you know, who is out there. And we know these people.
And I'm glad that it's radio instead of TV because neither one of us are going to look good first thing in the morning.
Wait a minute. We could do that.
Yeah, it's really been fun doing this.
Yeah, if it was any earlier in the morning, it would be called the Grumpy Old Men's Tech Talk because I'd be grumpy. Takes me cups of coffee to get me ready for this. So, but we do have a good time on the show. Charles and I love technology, so we always keep each other enlightened when something new is coming around the corner.
Yeah, it's fun having people to chat with. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, Charles, well, where can we find you?
ITVillage.one.
.one, remember that. That's O-N-E, not the there you go.
And NBR Electronics right here at KWON radio station, same building.
Right here at Frank Phillips Boulevard.
1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard.
Yeah, you got to put the Southeast.
Yes, put that Southeast because you'll end up over who knows where.
Yeah. No water. Well, gentlemen, take care. Have yourself a great weekend and enjoy your 4th of July and your 5th, if you know what I mean. Yeah. All right, we've got news coming up next. Stay tuned right here to your favorite radio stations.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K22.